Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Multitasking makes us stupid. At least that's what one headline said a few years back. Basically, scientists have known for years that it doesn't actually work. Our brain switches between tasks, which actually slows us down. And the more busy I get, the more likely I am to try to do it all at once. And lately, I've noticed how much multitasking I've been doing. I'm dealing with a lot of complexity and unknowns at the moment. And I have noticed how vulnerable I am to switching from one task to another. I just checked emails, for example, as I was writing this show. And then I came back to writing the show. And then I wrote a bit more. And then I talked to my office mate. And then I checked the weather. You get the idea. And the more tired I am, the more likely I am to try to do it all at once. Not only does this keep me from being fully present and decreasing my capacity to listen and appreciate what is here now. A recent article in The Atlantic says it also makes me tired. And I am tired. And when I'm already overwhelmed, adding fatigue to the picture makes it worse. The article on multitasking said it literally drains energy reserves from your brain. Quote, switching between tasks uses up oxygenated glucose in the brain, running down the same fuel that's needed to focus on the task, unquote. So not only does multitasking make us stupid, it makes us tired. It uses more energy than focus does. I hear folks who are extremely busy telling each other how little sleep they get by on. But think about how that adds up. Inadequate sleep plus multitasking does not bring out my best self. I become reactive, brittle. I get tight. I'm not relaxed. And when I'm not relaxed, I'm not as powerful. I know better, and yet I do lots of things I know I shouldn't, like checking emails first thing. But emails are addictive. That's the hit of news or excitement. The article in The Atlantic says it's really hard to fight this. We are seeing that we have shorter attention spans, and Dr. Mark, a professor at the University of California, says we begin to self-interrupt, jumping from one thing to the next. So I'm grateful for the article to have me stop. It made me observe my behavior. And there are a few ideas about how to change my multitasking ways. In the article, it reminded me about breaks, the power of breaks. In this article, it talked about every couple hours, 15 minutes, where you have fallow time, meaning the brain is quiet, listening to music, staring, walk in nature. Because apparently, looking at social media doesn't work. Quote, social networks just produce more fractured attention as you flit from one thing to the next, unquote. So the kind of breaks that restore energy also restore creative and fresh thinking. And another resource, the other 90%, he talks about every 90 minutes shifting your attention, standing up, stretching, rolling your neck. That mini break helps you sustain energy. The second tip is bucket your time. Set aside chunks of time for separate activities. I mean, personally, I am heading back to my timer. I used to use it, and I'm going to pull it out again because I would set the timer for 30 minutes to work on a project, and it kept me from flitting to the next thing. And instead, I remembered that I was on the 30-minute time or whatever time I had blocked, and I stayed on task. Most experts in time, and this article too, say we need to bucket emails and screen time, have designated times that's when you do that, because they can be so distracting when those emails pop up on your screen. David Allen, a time management expert, said, we need to close our open loops. You know, those ideas that you're trying to remember, oh, I have to remember to call so-and-so, and I have to pick this up when I'm in town, and I have to remember this or that. Well, he said that uses up a lot of your brain. So to free your brain up, to be able to focus, you need to have a clear process to capture those to-dos, to close those open loops so you know, okay, I can park that idea now and focus on what's next. You know, there are many, many valuable tips about time management. But for me, the most important tip is this. Be mindful of my habits. Notice when I'm multitasking. And then gently come back to the here and now. Let me close with a quote from Mother Teresa. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We only have today. Let us begin.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.